Let's do it. Welcome back to the program. We're going crazy here at Outdoor Journal, Fan 590. I'm Angelo Viola. He is Michael Mooring, along with Derek Brandeo and Nikki V, in the studio. And that music also means that the other team member, Sean Kelly, our meatmonger. Morning, Sean.
Good morning, gentlemen. I'm kind of upset already, right off the bat.
Well, there's something I'm not familiar with. Why are you upset?
Nikki, what are you doing coming in? They had me coming on just before the break, meaning I could get two bumpers.
I tried, Sean. I tried so hard to fulfill your fantasy of two bumpers.
No, Sean, sometimes someone's just got to be there to shoot your dreams down, and that's me today.
That's everybody. Everybody's shooting my dreams down. Like, that's terrible. But anyways, maybe I could, if I hang on enough and go into the next break, I might get another one.
All right. Well, let's look at it this way, Sean. Okay, so we missed hitting that fantasy. What other fantasies do you have that we might be able to help you with?
You three guys, none. None.
Oh, my God. How are things in God's country?
Beautiful. It's nice. Just unbelievable. Unfortunately, up in this area, we have you people from the city hitting our beaches, upsetting the locals.
Did you say you people?
That sounded very aggressive.
It sounded very
aggressive.
Yeah, you did say you people, right?
Anybody south of Barrie is you people.
Actually, I read about that in the paper this morning. Man, oh man, craziness going on out there, isn't there?
No, I've never seen. It's funny because I've been up here 12, 13 years, and I've never seen the beaches that attended. We have several beaches in this area. I've never seen as many cars hitting the beaches this summer as I have ever. So maybe it's, as the minister said, it's this pent-up emotion to get out of the city, and they're hitting it full on. I'm not sure what the implications are, but some of the locals, they're not so happy.
As I mentioned at the top of the previous hour, we're experiencing record boat sales this past month. I mean, that's insanity, isn't it?
Well, I guess people have not been spending their money in their traditional ways.
Right.
You know, I mean, you would not believe how much money you would save on an ongoing basis by not eating out.
Right. Oh, you know? For sure. For sure.
Right. And plus, if you're not traveling, your gas bills for your car or even your boat, if it wasn't being used, that's big money.
Yeah. Huge. So huge. Anyways, tons of it out there. Hey, I discovered a new way to serve. And it's not just from the eating standpoint, but the entire presentation standpoint. I found a new way to serve a tomahawk steak.
Okay. Well,
what are you hearing about?
I don't remember giving you one, so I don't know how you practice. But anyways, go ahead.
Because what do you think? You're the only person on the planet that has a tomahawk steak? You don't think I'm
capable? The only person in the world that gives them to you.
You don't think I'm capable of getting free tomahawk steaks somewhere else?
No, I don't think you are.
Oh. Why is that?
Well, go ahead. Go with your story. I want to hear it.
Anyways, so what you do is this. First of all, you coat it. I'm big on coating now. I've got into this coating my steaks before they go on to barbecue, and it really works well for me. So I coat them completely, you know, cake on anything that I'm going to use, whether it's a peppercorn or any of the premixes. Like the Keg's got a great mix. The Montreal steak mix is really good. But I'll coat it so it's crusty, and I sear it at 500 degrees, because I have a searer burner on my barbecue. So I sear it at 500 degrees for 60 seconds, both sides. Then I take it off, and I put it on this beautiful board that I got someplace. Somebody gave me a beautiful charcuterie board there with the handles on it. It looks like an old piece of wood that they found at a dump or something. And so I use that. Oh, was that you? Sorry, not the dump. I mean, I didn't mean that. I mean, a nice piece of wood that you found somewhere, put some handles on it, and sold it. But anyways, I used that to put the tomahawk on. And now, of course, as it sits there, it starts oozing all those wonderful juices. I let it do that for, 5 minutes or so. And then I cut it. And of course, now it's like bright red inside because it didn't have a chance to cook. But now everybody who comes to grab a piece takes that piece that they want and we put it back on the barbecue so that it's cooked to their liking. Do you follow what I'm saying?
Oh, I love it.
And it looks fantastic. I got to tell you, I looked like a genius last week.
I love that. Absolutely. That is, I tell people that all the time, Ange. I say, you know, cook it to this medium or rare. Yeah. And if it's not done enough for your guests, yep, you can just trim it and make it sort of a communal barbecue and
exactly.
Do it. And I do that all the time. It's a great
do
idea.
You really?
I think you and I must have been in a cabin sometime together and I was talking in my sleep and that's where you got the idea.
You know, somehow I think I would remember if you and I spent a night in a cabin. I don't know. Just call me crazy. I just think that I would remember that incident. I don't recall.
Did I tell you I was at Jack's this week?
No! Get out!
Yeah, I was at Jack's this week, and I think it was raining, and him, myself, and his girlfriend were there.
Yes.
And we were just watching TV, and Jack's bored out of his mind, so he's watching a fishing show, and then he puts on a porn channel. Then he puts on a fishing show. Then he puts on a porn channel. Okay. His girlfriend turns to Jack and says, "For God's sakes, Jack, will you put the porn channel back on? You already know how to fish."
Oh, no.
I love it. Because I was going to say, there's no way in hell you and Jack would be at Jack's place. Oh, that was good. What else you got for me? Anything? You going to bring any value to this program today?
Fiscal? No. No fiscal value. But I'm going to talk about briskets. I was talking about briskets today because, you know, I'm going to start this program pretty soon, and that's basically you buy the brisket, I cook you the brisket. But if you're cooking a whole brisket, okay, and I've been traveling around the province quite a bit.
Stop. I have to stop you. Let's back up a little bit, because believe it or not, there's people out there, and I met one of them this past week, who have no idea what a brisket is.
What is a brisket?
See?
I'm one of those people.
Okay, so explain what a brisket is.
A brisket is very similar on beef to sort of like the belly or the bacon, okay? And it's just a piece of meat on the flap of the tummy area, okay, both sides, so there's two of them. Okay. And it's got about 30% fat and the rest of it is meat. It's very tough meat. You can't really just take it and barbecue and serve it because it's you know, years ago it would have been a ground, like as opposed to anything else. So it's weighs about 12 pounds and it's one whole piece. So it's a beautiful piece of meat, but it has to be cooked properly. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you have to low and slow cook it. If you have a good smoker that you can do it at about 190 degrees. And you do it for about 12 hours. Same idea as what you just saying. Coat the hell out of it. Put some nice spicing on it. And when it comes off that, if you've done it properly, when it comes off that smoker, when you go to pick it up, your fingers will go right through it. It'll be so tender and moist. And then after that, the uses are unbelievable. But I was going to say that if you don't have a smoker, you're not going to get the same effect, but you can still cook it in your oven at a very low temperature for a long period of time, okay? And you can use it for sandwiches, you can use it for bacon, you can use it. Oh, it's just a great piece of meat. So what I was going to say, and that's another thing, I've been traveling quite a long, there are a lot of cuts that you cannot find at a grocery store anymore. You won't find a brisket because it's too big of a piece of meat. It won't be sitting on the countertop, right? Or on the counter. Same as flank steaks and other things like that. They're not hard to find. But if you're doing a brisket, okay, if you can find a brisket in a beautiful day like today, you could put it on right now, and by 7 or 8 o'clock tonight, it'll be ready to go for you and your company.
And when you say low and slow, what temperatures are we cooking this thing at?
As low as 190, if you can get to 190, that is the optimum temperature. You can go as high as 250 because some units don't go that low, but then you're going to reduce the time cooking on that, right, accordingly. You know, and again, you can just do what you just said. You know, 8 hours in, take a piece off, see how it is. If you like the texture that you got it at that point in time, then Bob's your uncle.
It just dawned on me. You said you've been doing a lot of traveling lately and stuff, okay?
Yep.
Can people hire your services? Let's just say that somebody was having an occasion.
A wedding.
Thank you.
Let's go with the wedding.
What do you got, wedding on your mind today?
Yep.
Oh, boy. That's not good. No, I know where you were last week. Anyways, we won't discuss that. Anyways, can they hire you to come out? And because, you know, I'm thinking you're an entertainment, forget the cooking part, which obviously you're good at and you know a thing or two, but wouldn't you be great entertainment at one of these functions to be that sort of that wacky, crazy, you know, guy hopping around with a white smock on cooking and doing kind of weird things to the guests and stuff? I think that'd be great.
Yeah, that's funny you mention that, and I'm glad I got some cooperation here because I think I'm a funny guy and nice to be around, but my wife doesn't agree with me.
Wow, what do they know? Listen, let's be honest. You know, you're an acquired taste. It's the only way I can describe you. You're an acquired taste. You're like olives. Not everybody loves olives, but hey, the ones that love olives, man, holy smokes, they consume them. You know, you're like an olive, right?
Yeah. I pretty much do anything for money. Pretty much anything.
No, Sean, come on. PG.
However, I wouldn't go help the minister. I'm not lifting stuff. I'm just telling you right now, I'm not lifting stuff on a hot day.
Can you believe that? A minister of natural resources is out putting shingles on his bunkie?
What I liked about it was he was talking about having cold beers at 9 o'clock in the morning.
That's true, too. I didn't question that. I let that one go, by the way. I didn't even question it. And he goes to the dump. So he's got a lot of similar. You and him, I think you and him are kindred spirits, man.
We might have ran into each other at some point in time.
For sure.
He'd be dumping. I'd be picking up.
Tell
him, if you're talking to him, I'll save him a trip. I'll just come get the stuff right from his house.
Exactly, and sell it before you get the
dump.
Are you
going to make a charcuterie board out of it?
Well, I know.
He's been known
to. They're in process.
He's been known to. What else you got today? You got any other words of wisdom?
I'm trying to think. I was talking to your beautiful daughter last night and Nikki's mother.
Yes.
Why would you do that?
Yeah. Hmm?
Why would you want to do that?
Well, I don't know. Didn't she get married?
Oh, yeah. That happened.
Yeah, so maybe I could go and do your wedding, her wedding.
That'd be fun.
That'd be great.
Yes, actually. Food.
Yeah, because I know I'm not going to get an invitation, so I can come as the hired help.
And get paid for it. Think about it. Everybody else there would be paying. You would be getting paid.
Yeah, and I'm kind of thinking now, this is backfiring on me right as I speak now. Because now all of a sudden, I don't think I'm going to get paid. I think I'm going to have to bring all the meat and do all the cooking, right?
Right.
There right, you go. and then I still get to be Angie's friend for a while.
There you go.
Until I do something stupid, which is
small price. Small price to pay, my friend. Small price to pay. Remember that.
Yeah. Okay. It's anyways, birthday month. I got to say one more thing. It's birthday month, July.
Oh, perfect. Carry on.
Okay. So July's birthday month. You know, it's Jennifer's birthday in July, and it's her whole month. So we got to remember that. So for the next 3 weeks, Jennifer. Okay.
Oh, I'm with you on that. You can't say that enough times, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. No. And she's an angel. She's working in the nursing home now since this outbreak started. 12-hour shifts, 4 or 5 days a week. She's one of these heroes that we talk about, and one of my biggest heroes.
For sure, man. For sure. Hats off to her and all the other frontline workers who have been. Taking bullets for us through this whole ordeal. And sometimes I shouldn't say we take it for granted because we do mention them an awful lot, but sometimes it's just mentioned in passing and we don't really fully understand and realize what those people are doing for us during these times. So I'm with you 100% on that, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
We will talk real soon.
Yes, for the wedding plans.
There you go. Yeah. Take care, Sean. Our in-house meat monger, Sean Kelly, the Black Angus, butchershop.com is where you can find him apparently now. He changes that like every day, Michael. I don't know why. He's got so many URLs right now. It's unbelievable.
Like he's running away from someone.
Well, I didn't want to say that because, anyways, blackangusbutchershop.com is where you'll find him. When we come back, we will be talking about Samuel Wilmot and his history. For those of you who fish steelhead or trout or fish for anything in the rivers in southern Ontario, any of the tributaries that dump into the Great Lakes have got some connection to the name Wilmot. And we'll find out exactly what that is when we come back. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.